Put your hands up.
The Jimmy and Nate podcast starts in 30 seconds. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the good times on your terms.
Beer.
Heineken, celebrating the sounds of good times with F1.
Jim, how about this? People have, or psychologists have now explained why we always go back and watch the same movies or the same shows all the time. You know, you've always got that show, that feel-good show that you put on, or you're feeling like a lazy Friday.
I love a rewatch.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, I mean, we've spoken about it. I mean, against the words of Miriam Margolyes, Harry Potter's a big one for me.
Yeah, you're a big rewatcher of that.
The Office is a good one. Friends is a big one for people.
I watched a lot of Friends when I was younger. I'm not a big rewatcher of TV shows, though.
Yeah, but like, some people are.
I'm a big rewatcher of movies.
I'm a big movie guy.
Yeah. I rewatched The Gentlemen the other night.
Such a good movie.
Well, also because there's a new TV show coming out and I wanted to jog my memory. But I'll watch, like, if you know, if there's like a good, like, Shawshank Redemption comes on.
What a belter.
Like, I'll watch that.
Green Mile. Chuck it on.
The Departed's one I like to rewatch. Any of the Marvel? Not any of them. The good ones.
Not the crap ones.
Yeah, not any of the recent stuff.
I'll tell you what, I won't be rewatching Madam Web.
Yeah. I'm not even going to do that.
No, don't bother. Do not bother. We know a big one for me as well was the other day. I watched Devil Wears Prada again.
Really strange. I've never seen it.
I just needed it. I needed it again.
It was an odd. And we were in Melbourne, weren't we? And
yeah.
Like on an overnight in a hotel. And they just got
myself.
Up, ordered some room service and went,
I'll need a bit of.
Gotta watch me some Devil Wears Prada.
I need a bit of Devil Wears P is what I need.
Sometimes you need a bit of DP.
That's exactly what I needed. Mm. Look, turns out a psychologist explained why we always go back. And it's because the science of rewatching is simple. We seek out familiar stimuli as opposed to unfamiliar ones because we like life to be predictable. Apparently, as human beings, we appreciate it when life is more predictable. Apparently, we find it comforting, restorative to watch things we've already seen because it's easy on the brain and reduces cognitive load. So it's easy for us. Sometimes the brain needs to switch off.
I feel like you may be the only exception to this rule. You hate things being the same. You want new things.
No, I like new things. Yeah. Well, I think I need new things in certain settings, but movies sometimes, mate.
Yeah, go home.
Put a bit of Devil Wears Prada
on, okay.
I'll just eat a little bit of Devil Wears Prada. Here's what I want to do, and not many people know this, but Jim, you and I, we are very good at predicting things. In fact, we are probably the kings of predicting things before
right
they happen.
You finding things.
Oh, yeah, I know. Unfortunately, the finder, we lost him. I don't know where he was.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a shame.
So here's what I want to do. I want to do something that put to the test how good we are at predicting the result of things that have already happened. I'm calling it Jimmy and Ace Predictor Boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, prepare to be amazed by the wonders and the triumphs and the truth-telling of Jimmy and Nafe. We present to you the Predictor Boys. Prepare to have your mind blown.
That's what we're about on this show, blowing your mind. And I'm going to show you how good we are at predicting things. So 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now and tell us about something in your life, but leave out the crucial bit, and we will guess the result. For example, maybe you had a footy game 10 years ago, grand final. You were down 20 points, 10 minutes left in the game. We will predict the ending. We will tell you exactly what happened. We know what happened. Maybe you were in a bidding war for a house, and it got down to the last $5,000. Did you get it? Well, we know.
Yeah, maybe you had to, the boss said, hey, can you move my car? And you went outside and...
Guess what we know.
Also, did you type in predictor, Nafe?
I did. Oh, we have a predictor, Nafe thing.
We used to have a segment where Nafe would predict things.
Yeah.
This was you.
Yeah, and now I
appreciate
you into it
being brought into the fold.
We're a team.
You were fine, Nafe, and you were predictor, Nafe.
Yeah, exactly. But I was like, this is too Nafe heavy.
Do we still have that in the system?
I've just tried to look for it. I don't think it's around anymore.
Predict. P-R-E-D-I-C-T-A?
This was a thing that we used to do. Predict.
It was a long time ago on the show.
Predict A, and then this is a half of radio is coming up with fun name puns, but then it's even harder to spell it.
Yeah, so
I think it's gone. It's gone.
Wow.
Because we're the Predictor Boys. And to be fair, you should have predicted that that's gone.
Audio Bones, if you can somehow go into the archives and see if you can find
Predictor Nate.
But that's the thing. I didn't know that. I thought I was the only person who had this skill, but turns out you have the skill as well.
Yeah, you've bestowed it upon me.
So 131060, how this works, you jump on the phones right now. You tell us a story about something that happened in your life. You leave out the crucial element, the finale. And Jimmy and I, we won't guess, but we will tell you exactly how it ended. Caitlin, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Caitlin. What is the event in your life that you would like us to predict the ending of?
All right, so me and my mates were riding around a back paddock on our motorbike.
Mm-hmm.
I was wearing my helmet, yep, and I've gone over a jump.
Yeah, I remember this. I remember this clearly. Do you remember what happened, Jim?
Yes. Well, yeah. For those that don't know, yep, Caitlin is a very successful motocross champion.
Yeah, professional Australian champion.
Yeah. And she hit the jump,
mm-hmm,
and did the world's first 980.
Yeah.
110, 180?
Figure out. No, mate, back yourself in, predicted you.
It was 980.
980.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is, I think that's close to five full rotations.
Well, what's 360 plus 360?
It's
720.
Yeah.
Add another 360 would be an 880?
Yeah, is that 10. Right? Yeah, 10.
9, 10.
It's called like a 10-20.
Well, no, she did a 960.
Yeah, it was a 960.
That was exactly it was the revolution.
It was exactly right.
But the impressive part was that Caitlin's helmet had come off,
mm-hmm,
which you think, oh, my God, that's awful. But no, when she continued to flip, she put her head back into the helmet,
yep,
and landed successfully.
Unbelievable.
Which and the crowd, well, I mean, two friends that were with her went wild.
Caitlin, is that pretty much spot on?
I wish it was spot on, but it's not.
Oh. What happened, Caitlin?
So I landed over this jump and I've gone into a barbed wire fence. It hit my helmet and sliced my neck.
You know what I was going to say?
Well, that's her version of events.
No, everyone interprets things differently.
Things differently.
Kai, welcome to the show. Hello, Kai.
G'day, boys. How are we?
We're good, mate. Welcome to the Predictor Boys.
Kai, how do you spell your name?
K-Y.
Yeah.
K-Y.
A normal person.
Yeah. Now, our audio bones, his real name is Kai, spelt C-E-I. Send all complaints to your local radio station. all right, Kai, welcome to the Predictor Boys. Let us know what we can predict. Tell us about the event in your life.
So a few years ago, me and my family went over to America and we had gone to Disney World.
Sure.
And on our way home, we were going through LAX airport and my mother's wheelchair had tested positive for explosives.
And then...
Well, you want to get this one? Because I got the last one, obviously.
Well, obviously what happened was it didn't have explosives in it, did it?
I don't know.
Did it?
Sorry, is that your explanation?
Yeah.
I went 960.
Did it have explosives on it? Yes or no?
Technically.
Oh, damn it.
He's been going for an easy win.
It was... gunpowder residue from the fireworks at Disney World.
That's pretty. And your grandma's still in jail?
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
It's Jimmy and Nath's Laugh-O-Meter!
Laugh-O-Meter!
Right, this is how the laugh-o-meter works. It's very disturbing, but also we need people in the crowd who know how to laugh, Jim. Right? We can't have a silent crowd. We need laughers. Mm. We need audible laughers in the crowd, and this is designed to test that in a very weird and quirky way. How the laugh-o-meter works is all you've got to do is beat it. If you get there, if you laugh loud enough with the three companions that we'll bring on board with you, then you'll get tickets. You'll get double passes to Born Funny Live. April, welcome to the show. Hello, April.
Hi, how are you?
Good, April. You want to come along to Born Funny Live?
Yeah, sure do.
Love that. Who are you gonna bring with you, April?
I think I'll bring my partner.
Bring your partner.
Yeah, okay. I like you think you'll bring your partner, depending on how they behave, yes?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. You don't have to.
You don't have to.
It's your ticket, mate. You can bring whoever you want.
Yeah, mate, you can just put your feet up on the seat next to you.
You can meet a new partner.
No, that's true. All right, stay there, April. Brayden, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Brayden, would you like to come along to Born Funny Live?
Yes, I would.
How do you go with laughing, Brayden? Are you a good laugher?
Oh, look, I hope so.
Hope so. For your sake, I hope so. Although the people around you could lift you up, you know what I mean?
Well, he's got to laugh right now, isn't it? That's the whole point of this.
No, that's true. Yeah, we'll know very soon, Brayden.
I'm not gone too early, am I?
No, don't go. Well, mate, you can have a little chuckle warm-up.
We've
that's
all
fine.
Gone early.
No,
Brayden, it's fine. It happens to the best of us.
We've done it before. Ash, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Ash, would you like to come along to Born Funny Live?
I really, really want to, but I'm flying to Perth, so I'm going to send my boyfriend instead. So hopefully he can go and see you guys live, because...
Oh, I love that.
That's
Ash.
Nice.
That is not, you're playing on behalf of, you're going to give them to, you know what, lie to him and say you spent thousands of dollars on these tickets.
And we'll back you up.
And we'll say, yes, Ash, we only charged Ash from Shepparton. She did it because she loves you.
It's also not bad, Ash. Give the gift of Jimmy and Nate this Christmas. You know what I mean? Yeah, if you can't, win an invite to one of our events and give it to somebody else. It's the gift of Jimmy and Nate. Stay there, Ash. Lizzie, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Lizzie. You ever been to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival before?
Oh, I have not. I always miss it. I've never won anything in my life, so.
You've never won anything in your life? Okay.
Nope.
And nothing, ever?
No.
Okay, you might need to turn the radio down in the background to whoever has that.
Yeah, because it could. Yeah, somebody's got their radio on in the background. Turn it down. It could impact the laugh-o-meter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Turn down Jimmy and Ace.
All right, yeah, got that bang on those guys. All right, April, Braden, Ash, Lizzie, when the laugh-o-meter goes off, you all need to laugh as loud as you can. And hopefully you beat it. If you do so, you all get tickets. Give me a collective yes if you understand.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. All right, guys, for your chance to come to Born Funny Live. In 3, 2, 1, start laughing. Go! Still creepy. Sickening.
I've never disliked anything more.
Sickening.
In 10 years of my
life. You told me it wasn't that bad.
No, I'm lying to you.
Change your mind. Get it! Oh, yes! Oh, well done! You've done it! Guys, you've done it. You've done it. You can stop.
You can
breathe. You can stop. Guys, we've never asked, I mean, April, I'll ask you, we've never asked anybody on the other end of this game.
Yes.
Is it creepy for you guys playing along?
Yep. Well, a little bit. Like, I'm a naturally loud person anyways, but to, like, laugh, we're not actually laughing. Well, my partner, who I was meant to be bringing, is sitting here and making me laugh anyway, so it was okay.
Yeah, he no longer wants to come after that.
So who's saying it's creepy?
who's saying it's creepy? Say your name first, because you're all still there.
Creepy.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah, okay, I thought it was a bit creepy too.
It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, I want to ask now on 131060, what don't you know the meaning of?
Yeah.
And you might have seen on the old socials, that digital Kira said the meaning of life.
It's not like a deep question here.
Look, and the reason I'm asking the question is apparently people don't know what the term prima donna means.
Prima donna. I mean, I know why people use it, because you're being a bit dramatic.
Well,
she's such a prima donna.
Yeah. So prima donna is a diva, someone who acts like they are the star of the show.
Isn't that what it's supposed to mean? Is that not what it means?
No, that's what it means.
Oh, right.
Apparently people don't know.
Okay, what is it? Oh, people don't know that that's the
people
true
don't know
meaning.
That's the,
oh, right, okay. So actual, when people say you're a prima donna, they go, what's that?
I don't understand. But I also, prima donna is in opera, was normally, but not necessarily, a soprano. So it came originally from an opera thing.
Are they dramatic?
Yes.
The opera. All the operas you've been to.
And back in the day, so the prima donna was what you call a girl or a woman,
uh-huh,
if you believe in, you know, the social construct of gender.
Sure.
And a male was called a primo uomo.
Primo uomo.
U-O-M-O.
Primo uomo. Learning so much. Primo uomo.
So if you
Jimmy and a couple of primo uomos.
Oh, Jimmy and Nath, two of the biggest primo uomos.
Couple of uomos here.
They know.
That's what it never used to be called. Uno. It was called Umo.
Is there anything that you don't know the meaning of?
Oh, so many things.
Anything,
but I pushed it out of my mind. Trying to think, what don't I know the meaning of?
I think there's definitely, look, and 131060, give us a call, Australia, if there is something that you know, like you've maybe been pretending, or you've never wanted to ask, or you got embarrassed.
There's always sayings. Yeah, people say sayings and I don't know.
I think you get to a point in life, which I think maybe, I know I'm definitely at. I think you're at it as well.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't need to ask questions anymore.
No. Yeah.
I'll just pretend.
Well, you
I'll
and
laugh
I,
and go, oh, yeah.
Well, on a simple level, you and I, and I do this all the time. I did it on the golf course this morning when we played with two lovely blokes. But sometimes when I half hear a story and I don't really care about it, I'll just go, ha, 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 good one.
I do that all the time. Like someone will say something to Nathan and I, like, we'll be together. And someone will go, oh, that's good. And then Nathan always leans in and goes, what'd they say?
Yeah.
I go, you always do that.
Yeah, I do.
And what do I say every time?
Good. I don't know. Because he's been going, oh, Jim's got good hearing. What did he say?
No, just no, I realized a long time ago. Yeah. Just like, because otherwise you're going to go, what did you say?
Yeah, and then only a couple of times we've been caught out and they've been saying something serious. And they're like, oh, why are you laughing? My cat died, you arsehole.
Cats. I think I'm just at that point where, but look, I'm sure there are other things. So yes, 13 10 60, give us a call and tell us what don't you or didn't you. Maybe there was something for ages you've been using the wrong word for something.
Yeah, it could be, as simple as a word. It could be a saying. It could be, you know, why you do something at work. Maybe there's something at work that you've been having to do and you just have no idea why you're supposed to be doing that. Like people
well, did you ever see that story about the WFH, and it was like work from home.
Yeah.
During COVID.
Someone
thought it stood for work free holiday.
Yeah. No, actually, I've never told you this. I got a great one. So my partner Meg, this is only a year ago. We were sitting at home and we were going through, because we've got a joint bank account now because we're wed.
Yeah.
We were going through her, like, the bank statements when we were joining them all, and right, like, looking her payslip, my payslip, whatever. Anyway, she goes, oh, bloody hell. And I go, what do you mean? And she goes, well, every year I just wish I didn't have to give all the money to Paig. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she goes, well, bloody Paig, like, always takes my money. And I go, what do you mean? And she goes, Paig. And I mean, I'm like, pay as you go, like the Australian tax office. And she goes, no, Paig. And I go, what do you think Paig stands for?
Pay as you go. She didn't think it was an
She thought she was just been paying Paig. I'm like, well, you have. But, like, that's your taxes.
Pay it. Yes,
you know what I mean? So,
what about, I just realised the other day we had our CFO walk past the show.
Yeah, shout out to Youngie.
And we went, I was like, oh, there's their CEO, CFO. And then Digital Kira went, what's a CFO?
Yeah. And then we asked her, do you know what a CEO is?
And she goes, no, I don't know these business terms.
She goes, just something important, probably.
Hey, it tells me all I need to know in just the letters. Don't need to know what it means.
Yeah, her defense was like, do you know what a CEO is? She goes, I know they're the most important person.
You're not wrong.
She's not wrong.
All right, 13 10 60, couple of examples there. What don't you know the meaning of? It can be anything. Nicole, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Nick. What don't you know the meaning of?
Cut off your nose to spite your face.
That's a great one.
It's a good saying.
I have no idea.
I've been on this earth for 55 years and no one can tell me what it actually means.
It's funny because you're right. I hear that all the time, and it's one of those ones that you and I were talking about the other day when you just go,
you'd bloody cut off your nose to spite your face. Yeah. One, Terry. Terry
and everybody else just laughs, and it's like, yeah, but we still don't know what it means.
Okay, so executive producer Bruiser has written through the actual meaning. First of all, Nicole, are you interested in knowing the meaning, or are you happy to just go on life without knowing?
No, I actually would like to know the meaning.
Okay, well, Bruce is going to tell you off air because we do not want to know. Georgia, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you guys for having me.
That's right. Thank you for being part of the program.
What don't you know the meaning of, Georgia?
So I don't know the meaning to propaganda, and for about 3 years at university, I'd hear people saying propaganda, and I tried to drop it in a class every now and then, and I'd get some pretty strange looks. I'd be using it severely out of context, and I still don't even really get what it means.
Okay.
So how would you just drop it in?
I feel like I'd be using it as like an adjective or something, and just so weirdly, like, to... I'd be trying to use it in context with whatever book we were reading, and the looks I would get were just not it. I don't understand.
Georgia, can you please try and use it in a sentence for us right now? Like, really try, and we'll see if you get it right. Go ahead.
I just feel like the propaganda of the countries is really bad.
It's not that bad.
I just know it's something that countries do, and
did you guys see the latest propaganda?
If you haven't, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Bianca, hello.
Hello.
Bianca, what don't you know the meaning of?
So when I was younger, I didn't know the meaning of IDK, which is I don't know. And I kept asking all my friends, we kept going back and forth. I'm like, what does IDK mean? They're all like, I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know?
So you go, what does that game mean? They go, I don't know.
So I felt so bloody stupid.
Was it?
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Thanks for being in, guys. I'm going to ask the question now. 131060, do you listen to us in the shower? Or I'll extend it to the bath too. Do you listen to us in the shower or in the bath just while you're cleaning yourself?
One time, Nath and I were going to an event and we were in a bakery and this lady, I was at the counter and we think we were maybe a little bit hungover, a bit dusty.
Sounds like it.
And we bought some coffee. It was the only bakery open. We bought some coffees and some little party pies, some quiches. And she goes, hey, you Jimmy and Nath? We go, yeah, we are. And she goes, oh my God, I love your show. I listen to you in the shower.
Yeah. And we were, you know, when you're half paying attention to things, you know?
Yeah.
And we were like, I wasn't listening to anything she said until she said, I listened to you in the shower. And all of a sudden, it was the most interesting conversation I've ever
heard. We just went, sorry, what? And she goes, I got an old school like shower radio.
It's a waterproof, like Bluetooth shower radio. And she goes, and every night when I have, or every morning.
We were doing breakfast.
Before
then, yeah.
Work, I listen to you guys in the shower. And you make me giggle while I'm soaping myself. And we were like, interesting.
And it was so confusing for the people behind us who had no idea who we were.
Yeah.
Just like, what is this woman saying?
Yeah, and they're thinking, should we be doing that?
So, we've never, like, that was years ago.
We never really
we even said it on the show.
No.
Then.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because there's an apartment in New York City, which is going nuts at the moment. People are calling it the worst design layout ever because they've got their shower in their kitchen. The shower is in the kitchen, but there's also the weird thing about it is there's no partition or wall separating it. Right. Yeah. So you've just like the shower is right next to like the stove and everything else. Like just an open shower.
Yeah.
Like to the point where these people like
so there's no walls.
No, there's no well, there's walls in the kitchen. So but
it's just a shower.
But there's just a shower sticking out of the wild thing is it's like, yes, okay, you like there's still walls in the kitchen, but like if you're frying an egg, you can see somebody, you know, washing his eggs.
You can see someone making a meat and two veg and
absolutely. You can see a few meals.
Look, we're all poor time these days. I think it's great, you know, in the morning, just getting the shower and making the eggs, scrambled eggs. Well, it's just, yeah, it's saving time.
Yeah. I think it's clever. But it also, you know, brings up the story. The lady heard us in the shower that time, and which is why I want to ask the question, 131060, do you listen to us in the shower or I'll extend it, do you listen to us in the bath? And are we, in fact, a shower show?
Do you listen to us in the shower? Are you a shower show? Oh, yeah. Oh, gotta wash my balls.
You swear?
No, I was about to say fun fact. Oh. Balls is our other audio guy.
I thought you said
no, we've already had a new one of those on the show so far. So 131060, do you listen to us in the shower? Maybe, you know, it's after a long day of working. I'm just going to put my boys on and have a little scrub. You know what I mean? Maybe you're a long shower or you're a long bath. You know, some people watch Netflix or they'll read a book. We want to know if you listen to us.
Yeah.
Maybe you're doing it right now.
I think this one is going to be a bit hard. I just don't. I think the random lady we ran into years ago, breakfast maybe, you know.
She's the only person who calls.
But she used to listen to us in the morning.
Okay, what about if it's not regular, you just do it all, like every
you've done
so
it once.
Often?
Yeah, okay.
I'll accept once. Have you ever listened to us in the shower or in the bath? Maybe even the podcast. It doesn't have to be live.
Yeah.
Maybe you've watched one of our videos in the bath. Have you consumed Jimmy and Nath content in the shower or bath?
Have you been nude and looked at us or listened to us? Is the real question we're asking.
Justin, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello there.
Justin. Do you listen to this show, the Jimmy and Nath show, whilst you're in the shower, Justin?
I certainly do. Almost most nights. I have a Sonos speaker mounted on the wall. And thanks to Alexa, I do indeed listen to you most nights.
Oh, my God. This
so
is...
As you're get nude before you jump in the shower. Hey, Alexa, put Jimmy and Nath on.
Normally, just asking for the fox, but it's you guys that come on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, I'll still take the win. Hey, we'll take it.
We'll take it.
Lily, why did you get the win out of the sales?
We're like, oh my God, ask everyone. Well, no, it's just a fox. It's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Can't change it. Lily, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Lily. Be honest, do you listen to the Jimmy and Nath show whilst you're in the shower?
I mean, without it sounding totally weird, I have this like radio that connects through from my lounge room to the speakers around my house, and one of those speakers happens to be in the shower. So, yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So, whilst same question, do you go, hey, speakers, do you say play, do you purposely listen to us or it's just because we're on whilst you're in the shower?
No offence, guys, but I think it's because the fox is playing.
Yeah, no offence taken.
Two from two.
I don't know why we keep asking that question.
Real dead to the Allegro.
Okay.
Why are we doing follow-up questions?
I don't know. You know what? Watch this one. Kim, do you listen to us in the shower?
Yeah, I do.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
All is good in the... No.
Quinn time!
We don't control it, Jim.
No, when the whistle goes, the whistle goes. And that means your boys go.
Means you've got to get out of here, mate.
Yes, we must leave, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But before we can do that, we need a show rating. And joining us from just before on the show, it's Georgia!
Georgia!
I'm back.
Georgia, I'm back.
I'm back. Just remind us, Georgia, what was the word you didn't know the meaning of?
Oh, propaganda.
She's back with some more propaganda.
Would you say that this show is full of propaganda, Georgia?
Oh, I hope not. I think it's meant to be bad, right?
Well, I
mean, propaganda, to be honest, Georgia, I don't actually. Isn't propaganda like posters and stuff being like, hey, come war and stuff?
It's, yeah, it's marketing and, you know, advertising used to persuade a particular agenda. That's what it's for.
The first time.
One of us knows, yeah.
Propaganda, I just remember that from Hunger Games.
Yeah, yeah.
They were calling them propos, remember?
Yeah.
We need to shoot some propos with the Mockingjay.
Yeah, yeah.
At least one of you can properly use propaganda.
So, well, I mean, Jimmy just quoted Hunger Games. So.
Get your hands up. Want to see more of Jimmy and Nate? Keep the good times rolling on the socials by laughing at some of our dad jokes. Heineken.
Beer.
Celebrating the sounds of good times with F1.